From Washington, this is VOA News. An Ebola response fund formed in South Africa. U.S. officials say, yes, there could be delays with the Islamic State. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. The South African government, in collaboration with the country's top private companies and donors, have unveiled the Ebola Response Fund. More than $1 million have been contributed in cash and resources to battle against the intensifying Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Aaron Motsoaledi is South African health minister.
18 companies placed services, goods and cash in the humanitarian crisis West Africa. Up to so far, the goods and services are to the value of 12 million rand.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State militants are not going to be left unchecked to spread destruction across the Mideast region. Kerry discussed U.S. coalition building efforts to fight the militant group and other issues with VOA's Afghan service. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has more.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be setbacks that could allow the Islamic State to make temporary gains in Syria and Iraq.
There will be disappointments. It is just ramping up.
But Kerry says he believes the U.S. and its allies will eventually prevail. Kerry also discussed Turkey's role in the crisis, in particular criticism that Turkey has been slow to provide assistance to efforts to fight the militants, some of them right across its border in neighboring Syria. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
France says its forces have destroyed a terrorist convoy linked to an al-Qaeda group that was traveling through northern Niger. That's according to a statement from French President François Hollande. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says he is confident of Hong Kong's social stability can be preserved and said China will not change its so-called one-country, two-systems arrangement for governing the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Mr. Li spoke after a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin Friday. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters were boosted Friday evening when thousands of people joined their dwindling two-week occupation in the central city. At the central area of the city. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Hong Kong.
As the sun set in Hong Kong Friday, the number of protesters and supporters on a main road outside government offices quickly climbed from hundreds to thousands. The stepped-up demonstration was sparked by calls for expanding civil disobedience and came just a day after authorities pulled out of planned dialogue with protest leaders. The two-week occupation of central Hong Kong is aimed at reforming the constitution for free elections and for the chief executive to resign. Protesters also want police punished for using excessive force the first day of the demonstration. Daniel Scherf, Hong Kong.
The government of South Africa is expected to sign a nuclear agreement with France. Details of the pact were not released, according to the AFP News Service. The South Africa plans to build a huge nuclear energy facility. An earlier announcement of a similar agreement with Russia provoked a firestorm of controversy. Indian child rights campaigner Kailash Satyarthi, who won the Nobel Peace Prize along with Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan, has pledged to continue his three-decade-long campaign to end child labor. The 60-year-old Indian activist also wants to join hands with the Pakistani teenager to work for peace in the two countries. Anjana Pasricha has more from New Delhi.
Soon after the prestigious award was announced, child rights activist Kailash Satyarthi dedicated it to the hundreds of millions of children who, he said, are deprived of their childhood, freedom and education. He said the fight to free child laborers and give them education has to continue. It was a proud moment for the campaigner, who has helped free thousands of children working in a host of industries, such as carpet factories and stone quarries. The Indian activist says that sharing the award with Pakistani child activist Malala Yousafzai is a big statement from the Nobel Committee. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a new law requiring voters to provide photo identification. The ruling on Thursday coincided with a ruling on the same day by a federal judge in Texas striking down a state law that voters must provide photo identification at the polls. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.